right now. Here in the Twin Cities, we have the barometer rising 30.01, the wind north at 14, relative humidity 72%. We have cloudy skies and 55 degrees. Mother's Day 1984, and I hope you're remembering to visit or call your mother. I've phoned my mother over the years every Mother's Day here on WCCO Radio, and I think I'll give it a try right now and see what happens here. See if we can reach Mommy. There's the ring. One year I called, as I remember, and the line was busy, busy, busy. That was the most embarrassing of these situations here. 28 minutes before noon. And,
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I just got off the phone.
Oh, you did.
Oh, I suppose this is our annual Mother's Day.
That is it. You're on the air on WCCO.
Well, first, before I do anything else, I'd like to wish all the mothers of WCCO Radio Land a beautiful Mother's Day, especially the new young mothers. There are a lot of babies born this week, I saw in the paper.
Is that right?
And so
a lot of that going around.
I salute them. And yesterday it was real nice. Several of my friends called me to wish me a happy Mother's Day. Now, that's a treat. You know, you can do those things beside. I'm still waiting here. I've got loot galore and a lot of cards and a lot of gifts. And you know what's new this year?
What?
I got a card from Linda and Denny and a card from Christy and Jimmy. And that's a new style. It says, to Grandma with love on Mother's Day. Isn't that cute?
Boy, those card manufacturers don't miss a trick, do they?
No, but I thought that was so sweet.
Oh.
So what's new on your end?
Well, I talked to you yesterday just a little bit. I think I'm a little better today. But, boy, I got hit Friday afternoon, and I don't know what it was. A huskiness in the throat, and it's just brutal.
Well, a friend of mine called the other night, and she was laid up with it. Maybe there's a bug going around or something.
Well, I guess so. How are you? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm holding up real well. Thank you.
Yeah. What are you going to be doing today?
Well, I'm waiting for Jimmy.
My brother? Okay.
Yeah, and several others are coming over.
I'll see
you and Helen later, I suppose.
Well, I was thinking I'll come over and give you something real nice for Mother's Day.
Don't give me laryngitis. I was, in a polite way, I was trying to tell you to stay away. Yeah. I've been very fortunate so far this winter.
Well,
no
good
cold.
Enough. Listen, I'll tell you what. Next year we'll visit a little longer, okay?
Well, I know you're pressed for time.
Yeah,
so
because there are a lot of fishing.
Letting me talk on real radio was a thrill.
Okay, very good.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yeah,
bye-bye,
thank
mother.
You.
Bye-bye, Mother. Well, that was my mom. I hope you call your mother on Mother's Day.
Sunday, May 13th on NBC.
I would like to propose a toast to us, three generations of Callaway women, to the Callaway house and our last dinner in it.
A story of mothers and daughters.
I have to be the best at everything, and all for your approval.
I'm sorry I did something to upset you. Of course, I knew that I would.
Stephanie Powers, Maureen Stapleton, and Melissa Gilbert in a special Mother's Day film, Family Secrets. Be there.
Be there for Family Secrets, Sunday at 8 on WTCN-TV 11.
Mom, I wish I could be there with you. Mom, you know how much I care for you. Mom, I'd give the world if I could see you smile today. If there's any place on earth I'd rather be, it's with you on Mother's Day.
That's Mike Douglas in a song called Mother's Day. Hi, what's your name, please?
Are you talking to me?
Uh-huh.
My name is Shelley.
Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to say something, Shelley?
Right. I wanted to say thank you to your mother for wishing me happy Mother's Day today. She's the only person that's wished me that so far today.
Is that right?
Yep.
Are you a new mommy?
Uh-huh. I've got 2-year-old twins and I've got a 5-month-old baby.
You have babies all over the place.
I know.
Yeah.
And my husband's fishing.
Well, first things first,
right,
you know.
Right.
He's been the daddy. Now he can go out and be the fisherman.
That's true.
He's trying to provide for you. That's all
right,
he's trying
to. That's what it is. He's not having any fun, I'm sure.
I'm sure. You're left there with two 2-year-olds and a 5-month-old.
Right.
Yeah. How do you cope?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I've done very well so far.
We can hear them in the background there.
Yeah, oh, they're playing. They're good kids, though.
Well, they sound lively and healthy.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Well, my mother will be thrilled to think that you heard her say that.
Oh,
and my mother was a very young mother myself. My mother and I were more like brother and sister when we grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just such a tremendous influence on my life as far as interesting me. She was interested in the movie stars at that time. She put that interest in me, and she loved radio.
Uh-huh.
And the two of us used to sit there and listen to the old vintage radio programs.
Aww.
And we were just like pals, you know, just like brother and sister. So
uh-huh.
Try to be that to your children.
Oh, I am.
They'll love you for it. They'll love you for it.
CCO too.
Oh, well, bless your heart.
My kids know how to say CCO.
Okay. Teach that to your children, too.
Oh, I have.
Bring it up right.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.